Good evening to RBN listeners. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. EJ Barden is my name, and we're here on this Saturday, the 8th of July, 2017. And I should say, for folks looking out for Farron show, Farron has moved. We've swapped places, each of us. Farron is on 8 to 10 a.m. Saturday morning on Central Time on RBN here, but he's already been today. But you can pick them up on the RBN archive, republicbroadcasting.org. And it's about 12 hours later, the archive of all the programs are up. So Farron has moved to 8 to 10 a.m. Central. It's only been 2 hours now, and I haven't stolen his 3 hours. We've swapped places, and we're here now, and I'm very glad to have these 3 hours, 9 p.m. to midnight Central, which my time here is 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., but don't let that worry you. But today we'll have on the second hour and the third hour. Second hour we'll have Jenna from Washington, Olympia, Washington, talking about difficulty of raising teenagers and all the related problems of technology, how it's getting at people. And in the third hour we'll have Brian, who's our partner, who's going to tell us about the minding your own business, running an eco, I think it's fair to say, running an eco farm, a small operation, and the attack, the relentless attack on people like Brian and farming in general, and independent growers by the state, the federal government, and the state. It's unrelenting. And today, on this first hour here, I'll go through the latest. I can only touch the big few of them stories about the relentless drive of the police state, and in the last part of this hour, the first hour today, I'll go over what I did before, but it's because it's a precursor of what we're going to do on this first hour. The criminality of the pharmaceutical industry and their convictions. It's absolutely riveting stuff, and they're still in business. But the story here for today, your body is no longer yours. Australia has become the first country to microchip its citizens. I'll get to that in a second. And another Freedom of Information Act, revelation is the CIA have been involved in financing over 1,800 films and movies, having their input, and the input is that America is pro-war. You must be pro-war to be an American, according to the CIA and Hollywood. And again, after all this is inculcated in the video games that young people look at all the time, I could say, well, in the mid-60s, I've never played a video game, and I never want to. But these young people, God help them, they feel inadequate unless they have done that, and that is probably the core of the problem. But another one, just reading the headers, I'll go through them now in a second, but Senate bill to force citizens to register cash not in a bank, violators to get 10 years in prison. This looks like a Hollywood script, but this is actually real. Shocking. And another good article, useful article, how to locate cell towers and antennas anywhere in the USA. I'll give out a website for that. And also the 5G wireless takeover. This is really serious. Our brains are going to be fried by 5G. And in the UK here, there's again an absolute deathly silence on this subject by the mainstream media and by the BBC. And obviously there's always a running article on smart meters, how dangerous they are. And another one we'll get to when we get to talk to Brian, an Amish man slapped with 6-year prison sentence for growing and selling his own herbs. I mean, that's unbelievable. And there's just stories that seem extreme, but a rifle man urged to carry out mass shootings to defend Islam. And he was involved with the American Security Services, as per usual. And I doubt if we get to all these stories today in the first hour, but tax collectors in Florida openly carrying guns while the public is banned from doing so. I mean, talk about a highway, Dick Turpin, a highway holdup, highway robbery, highwaymen, that's what you could call modern tax collectors. And one other story, we'll do a separate program on it in the coming weeks, is an international network of 87,000 pedophiles arrested, apprehended, supposedly, about dismantled, a network was dismantled. American mass media is completely silent on this. Well, I don't know how the Trump administration, considering he's meant to be out of Sessions' office that's directing this, I don't know how this is kept quiet, even if the mainstream media are ignoring it. It's just shocking. I just read this piece about the your body is no longer yours. This is the mentality of the Agenda 21 and sustainability and all the rest that we useless eaters, as the Duke of Edinburgh described us as, we have to be got rid of. And that policy has been pursued relentlessly as we speak. But they're saying here about this, your body is no longer yours in Australia. I'm really shocked at the way the Australians have gone. I know Germany has gone, Sweden has gone as a coherent country. They've been taken over by political correctness. But this says here, you may not have noticed, but there are two kinds of countries in the world these days, dictatorships led by authoritarians and democracies that have slowly been taken over by authoritarians. Very well put. Put Australia into the latter. Organic and healthy reports of some magazine, I presume, but the lambs down under has become the first nation to begin microchipping its citizens through NBC News predicted some years ago that this would happen by 2017. Anyway, but can't believe it. Australia's drive to implant citizens with what many believe is a biblical mark of the beast is a clever propaganda campaign that equates RFID microchipping with becoming superhuman, and people are paying for it. Well, I read a Pew survey many times of this program. That 32% or 33% of Americans, obviously young people, are looking forward to being microchipped. Well, I think it's too late to convert those people. These people are gone. These people will be drones soon enough if they're microchipped. But it's disheartening that we're talking about this. It really is, in reality. And it says it's all about convenience, like the cashless society, convenience to wipe you out. One Australian woman, Shanti Corporati in Sydney, is at the centre of a controversy after having implants inserted in both hands. You could set up your life so you never have to worry about any passwords or pins. Anyway, that is not an issue. Oh, my God. To destroy your entire being and entity as a person. So you don't have to go through a password. I mean, listen to the reasoning here. It's absolutely shocking. The idea is that microchip implants give you a unique identifier so your implant can be used to get into locked doors, transfer personal information to smartphones and other personal devices, and, of course, allow you to be tracked everywhere you go by government. Sure. Why would anyone voluntarily want to do that? One word says one microchipping recipient, convenience, wow, how bland is that? As bad as it is to carry cards around that transfer personal and financial data to massive hackable databases and smartphones that serve as personal tracking devices, again, out of convenience, you at least have the option for now of leaving them behind when you go somewhere. But it says you don't have to take a smartphone with you, or at minimum you can learn some ways to better protect your information. With cards, if you must carry them, there are devices you can use to essentially shield them from ID theft, etc. But once you put a tracking device under your skin, the only way to get rid of it is to have it surgically removed or hacked off your limb. Yeah, sure. Well, we read an article a year or two ago that once these are inserted, there's all sorts of problems about removing them. Would authorities actually track you for no reason? They are doing it on hundreds of levels at the moment. As we reported in 2012, I should say who's writing this article, J.D. Hayes is writing this for Natural News, .com. It says, as we reported in 2012, that police departments were tracking cell phones without first getting a warrant, as required by the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. In fact, the American Civil Liberties Union found that many of nearly 200 departments surveyed did so without a warrant. While some departments were getting the required warrant first, others said they were using very illegal methods. Well, we've had a story this week saying that CIA on one legal request to get a warrant to wiretap somebody, they wiretapped a million phones. So it's a joke. It's an absolute joke. It's relentless police state attack on you at every level. Why make it easier to track you? The practice has continued in July. The Boston Globe reported that the city's police department had used a controversial cell phone technology 11 times over the past 7 years without once obtaining a search warrant. Well, Boston is a particularly pernicious place. Another major problem is hacking and identity theft. An NBC News report of several years ago, reporters noted that one of the problems that could be solved had to do with medical information. Chips would allow doctors to and hospitals to have access to your medical records. Yeah, sure. Nonstop. But this other one about the CIA involvement in Hollywood, we've known that for years and years and years. The Freedom of Information Act said that the CIA were involved in the production of 1,800 films, the key factor being promoting the legitimacy of ongoing war. Hollywood, Claire Burnish writing this for Activist Post, Hollywood magic doesn't percolate only in the minds of legendary producers and acclaimed directors to be brought to life on the big screen, etc., where actors' adept performances capture our imaginations. Rather, it's the plot pertains to the military. It's more than likely the Department of Defense have had a hand in the script. Sure. From Meet the Parents and America's Got Talent to Cupcake Wars and Zero Dark Thirty, even Iron Man, Oprah, Patriot Games, and James Bond thriller Tomorrow Never Dies, if the production pertains to the war machine or surveillance state, it's a veritable guarantee the government and agencies have been involved. Censorship apparently reigns more supremely over Hollywood than we'd ever surmise. Censorship and propaganda, and we're having that problem with the BBC News as well. So what they're not covering is disgraceful. The 1,800 movies and TV shows have borne the fierce scrutiny of the eagle-eyed Pentagon and the CIA. But the article goes on and on and on. In fact, according to documents obtained by Tom Secker and Matthew Alford for Insurge Intelligence, the DOD and the CIA, and more frequently the NSA, don't have take kindly to being portrayed in a negative light, even when that well-deserved derision and criticism covers past exploits long common public knowledge. It may be better known how the Pentagon consults with Hollywood to ensure accurate portrayal of chains of command, military culture, proper use of equipment, and other obvious factors. But the DOD, it turns out, might as well pen the script. Well, we know that they think Hollywood are receiving millions of dollars for film production. And an equally menacing police state story. I mentioned this last week, I think I ran out of time on it, but Senate bill to force citizens to register cash not in a bank. Violators to get 10 years in prison. Ooh. June 17th, 2017. And they're saying here, though superbooks usually... money and assets and incessantly will enjoin any business with government ties to act as a de facto arm of the DHS and would steal all of your assets, including Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Well, stay the hell away from cryptocurrencies. Should you fail to report funds when traveling with over $10,000 under the guise of combating money laundering, Senate Bill 1241, combating money laundering, terrorist financing, and this is what they're calling the bill. Senate Bill 1241. This is the guise, the public defender, Combating Money Laundering, Terrorist Financing and Counterfeiting Act 2017 ramps up regulation of digital currency and other autocratic financial controls in an attempt to ensure none of your assets can escape one of the state's most nefarious despised power, civil asset forfeiture. Well, I just built in this here again, not just because I'm writing a book on it, but if we ever go and this is a relentless drive to get to it, a cashless society, this can all be done at the stroke of a keyboard. I mean, you can just be wiped out. Say the revenue levy a fine on you, they just take it at the stroke of a keyboard. Right? They don't negotiate, and won't be negotiating with you. Just be a slave. All of this under the falsely branded umbrella of fighting terrorism. There was a phony war on terror, totally invented. Civil forfeiture grants the government, robbery, writ large. Your cash, property, and assets can be stolen completely without due process. Your guilt frequently pertaining to drug crimes matters not. Yeah, sure. Well, they're stealing people, the drug enforcement agency getting on trains and taking cash off people. A court verdict of not guilty doesn't even guarantee the return of state property that was wrongly taken. In fact, the government can seize virtually whatever it wants if it so much as suspects some of your assets might have been acquired through the commissioning of crimes. Well, they have this predictive programming where you, if you had a criminal record, where they might be predicting wrongly, of course, in some cases, that you're going to commit a crime, and they can arrest you in advance for that. Constructive activity, I think it's called. For some time, a war on cash has been brewing behind the closed doors of the government, and although officials prefer to claim counterfeiting terrorism and money laundering as the impetus for such tracking, in actuality, physical currency facilities, black market and untaxed transactions, and most imperatively to the U.S. cannot be thefted under civil asset forfeiture laws as easily as money that is exchanged digitally. Characterized as an effort to improve the prohibitions on money laundering, and for other purposes, the bill, 1241, they're talking about, the bill severely curtails the right to travel freely without undue hindrance. Well, this is a fundamental right they're attacking here. As travelers with more than $10,000 in assets, including those held digitally like Bitcoin, must file a report if crossing borders into the United States. It goes on with our passports. I see they're showing a photograph of the British £20 note, and that we have here now a new plastic, the first ever plastic £5 note. But that's another matter. But going on to this other localized attack on everybody, how to locate cell towers and antennas anywhere in the USA. And Catherine Fromovich is writing an article here, and I'll give out the key part of it first of all. The site to go to, I hope I can pull it up here. There's several pages she's written. Here it is. www.antennasearch.com. Antennasearch.com. Go to that site, and it's an easy access facility for tracking cell towers of the different categories in your area. www.antennasearch.com. But it is deadly serious. It's killing people. That and smart meters is just absolutely destroying people. And it says, as a researcher for Pennsylvania Smart Meter Awareness, PASM, PASMA, I embarked. One of the things Catherine Fromage is saying, I value about networking is the sharing of information and ideas. Recently, a young woman in western Pennsylvania contacted me requesting information about AMI smart meters. As the researcher for Pennsylvania Smart Meters Awareness Group, PASMA is known as, I emailed back PASMA's smart meter information kit, which she found most helpful according to her follow-up email. However, she enclosed a real gem of information for me, which I want to share with the readers. The internet site was welcome to antennasearch.com. That's another one. Welcome to antennasearch.com, which contains a boatload of information. Anyway, we're coming up. Yep.
Folks,
we'll be back.
A world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Okay, and we're coming back in again. And sorry, the glitch is there on my end on this. I have a new phone here, but it's not VoIP, and we're trying to get that sorted out. So. But anyway, there's a major article here, and it's about 5G wireless takeover. And of course, where is it going on? California. Many people, again, Captain Fromovich writing this piece, many people are concerned seriously, too, about a bill introduced into the California state legislature. Legislator dealing with the placement of 5G wireless towers on poles every so many feet. I mean, this is insane, absolutely insane. It's SB 649 is the bill in California that would eliminate local government planning authority over wireless facilities on publicly owned streets and properties, allowing the wireless industry to install 5G cell towers on every other power pole on your street. According to Josh Hart, well, that means you might as well just lie down and die if they allow this. Folks, we have a real problem when 5G cell towers, possibly phone towers, will sit outside your home constantly emitting EMF electricity and microwaves. The telecoms are selling the measure as a way of to streamline approvals and improve coverage, an appealing idea to anyone who had a call dropped or Facebook session cut. By the way, that call drop thing, that doesn't happen here in the UK. It just does not happen. That's because they're using crap shared towers in America. And the whole thing, you don't need this technology. Fiber optic cable eliminates the need for this completely, totally, and utterly. But these companies also want to curb the fees that local communities can charge to only a few hundred dollars per device. In San Francisco, experience, nearly all of the mini cell towers are approved, making the argument about timelessness suspect. The existing rules give telecoms ready access to phone poles and the utility posts as a way to fill in broader cell phone service that can be disrupted by toll billings. That is rubbish. That doesn't happen here in the UK. That's another pack of lies they're telling. That's not the way those ways work. The thick walls are rolling landscape also as wireless needs grow. I don't know what they're talking about, the wireless needs growing. It's up to the max at the moment. More bandwidth to handle the traffic is needed. Cities have responded with lease agreements and worked out arrangements to put the wireless boxes in the right spots. The bill would shed that process. The measure, which is showing up in nearly identical shape in other states, is about cutting expenses and avoiding local oversight. Health concerns about cell tower phone towers are not an issue in this dispute, since the topic is governed by federal rules. And this is the federal government, etc. But we've covered this again and again and again. It's just a vicious, vicious, virulent attack on everybody's health and well-being. And we've covered smart meters before, and that's parallel to that issue. An obscene method. You don't need a smart meter. You simply don't. But on the same kind of heading, I mentioned at the beginning, tax collectors in Florida openly carrying guns while the public is banned from doing so. And, what an issue. And Max Slavo was writing this for a picture of his post. Let's read a piece of this. Tax collectors in Florida are now publicly announcing the values of being armed when demanding money from citizens. Highway robbery. The only problem is that the state bans open carry for civilians that the tax collectors are stealing money from. If you're leery about government intervention in your life and you know that taxation is theft, this article will probably strike a nerve, a raw nerve of that. However, on the other hand, if you revile and worship the government which steals from you and creates edicts you must follow under threats of violence using your stolen money, you love what they are doing down at in the Sunshine State, sure, Florida. Central Florida tax collector says a new policy will allow his employees to openly carry firearms while they work. The Associated Press reports, who else? Seminole County tax collector Joel Greenberg told the Orlando Sentinel that according to Florida law, he and his employees are considered revenue officers and are exempt from the state's ban on open carry firearms. Just convenient. Very good news. Anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour break. And hear the music, and we should be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in again for the bottom of the hour break. We'll move on now in this hour, first hour, to each week we'll be going deeper and deeper into people suffering the effects of SSRIs and depression and that. But I've read out before, and it was a main piece of what I did originally in this program way back. Dr. Peter Gotchi, fantastic man, he set up the fantastic organization to help people with mental illness and alternative treatments. And he exposes in his book, the title of the book is Deadly Medicines and Organized Crime, How Big Pharma Has Corrupted Healthcare at Every Level. And I'll come to now in a few minutes reading out their criminal convictions, which is quite shocking on every level. There's just no end to it. And another day we read out the script of a gentleman who's died now, John Verrippin, who worked for Eli Lilly, exposing exactly how they operate. It is absolutely shocking. But I'm trying to find here briefly and very quickly the name of the key organization he has set up. I should know it. Put my mind slightly. But get her in a second. But there is... This SSRIs and I come to the definition of SSRIs, this peculiar phrase that's kicked around. Where people say, what are SSRIs? We know they're destructive drugs, absolutely, totally destructive. But What SSRI stands for is selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, right? Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And that name came from an abbreviation of storage of information in boxes of the original pharmaceutical drugs for depression. And it became an abbreviation, but then the medical profession were given it, and they used it, SSRIs, which are a shocking cocktail of drugs that cause no end of problems for people with depression and mental illness. And I have here their wonderful rap sheet of convictions of the top 10 pharmaceutical companies, and starting in the low millions, what they were fined for their attempts. And Sanofi Aventis, a French company, was to pay $95 billion to Seattle on a fraud charge. According to the settlement, Aventis has overcharged U.S. and local health agencies for medications destined for indigent patients. The Justice Department said they would ensure that programs for the most vulnerable parts of the population did not pay any more for drugs than they should under the law. Still paying too much. And Aventis acknowledged that it had misreported the drug prices for patients in the medical drugs rebate program for poor patients. And this is the program that they abused. The firm deliberately misquoted the prices, underpaying rebates to Medicaid and overcharging some public health agencies for medications. The fraud occurred between 1995 and 2000 and concerned steroid-based nasal sprays containing, unpronounceable word, triamcinolone. But they were fined, what was the lower end of the scale, on $95 million for that, right? And moving up the scale, we have another company called Norvartis, Novartis, agreed to pay $423 million in 2010. What did they pay this fine for? The payment concerned criminal and civil liability arising from the illegal marketing of Treleptal, an epilepsy drug approved for the treatment of partial seizures, but not for any psychiatric pain or other uses. The company unlawfully marketed Treleptal and five other drugs, causing false claims to be submitted to government health care programs. The agreement resolved allegations resolved, how the hell they resolved it, that the company paid kickbacks to healthcare professionals to induce them to prescribe Treleptal and five other drugs, which are named here, a drug for irritable bowel syndrome and constipation, which was removed from the market by the FDA in 2007 because of cardiovascular toxicity, and another one called Sandostrarine. That was also, but anyway, the whistleblowers, all former employees of Novartis, would receive payments of $25 million. But Novartis had to pay $423 million for the illegal activities in selling this drug that wasn't properly tested and was given for all sorts of treatments that were not approved. And then AstraZeneca had to pay out $520 million in a fine in 2010 to settle a fraud case. Charges were that AstraZeneca illegally marketed one of its best-selling drugs, an antipsychotic drug, Seroquel, to children and the elderly, veterans and inmates for uses not approved by the FDA, including aggression, Alzheimer's, anger management and anxiety, attention deficit disorder, and depression and mood disorder, and an endless list of things that it was not designed for. Further, the company targeted its illegal marketing towards doctors who do not pimps who do not typically treat psychotic patients and paid kickbacks to some of them. Other doctors were sent to lavish resorts to encourage them to market and prescribe the drug for unapproved uses. The whistleblower would get more than $45 million. The fine was small, $520 million, as the drug sold for $4.9 billion. They sold the drug to the total value of $4.9 billion in 2009. $4.9 billion of illegal drug sales, and they pay $520 million, about 10% fine. AstraZeneca denied wrongdoing, although its misdeeds were obvious. The U.S. Attorney General said of them, this is what he said, they were were not victimless crimes, illegal acts by pharmaceutical companies and false claims against Medicare and Medicaid can put the public health at risk, corrupt medical decisions by healthcare providers, and take billions of dollars directly out of the taxpayers' profit. That's number three, AstraZeneca. And have them, they're not in the right sequence here, but I have them laid out really well. Number four, I'm just moving up the scale of fines here. Who's next on the list? The familiar name here. Yes, Merck. And well, they're the original pharmaceutical company. Set up by who? Adolf Hitler in Germany. Merck wished to pay $670 million over Medicaid fraud in 2007. These are the actual convictions of these companies. Merck had failed to pay the appropriate rebates to Medicaid and other government health care programs and had also paid kickbacks to doctors and hospitals to induce them to prescribe various drugs. What's new? The allegations were brought in two separate lawsuits filed by whistleblowers, and one of them would receive $68 million. From 1997 to 2001, Merck's sales force used approximately 15 different programs to induce doctors to prescribe its drugs. These programs primarily consisted of excess payments to doctors, disguised as fees for training and consultation, sure, or market research. The government alleges that these fees were illegal kickbacks intended to induce the purchase of Merck drugs. Merck agreed to a corporate integrity agreement. Now, this carry-on is disgraceful. Having fined these people, they should have put them out of business and banned them from ever operating again. But they were agreed to a corporate integrity agreement. They'd pay the fine and supposedly wouldn't do this again, but they could just carry on in the same business. This corporate integrity agreement, this crops up again and again. The next one, that was $670 million paid by Merck for that particular incident over a number of years. The next one on the list, number five, is Johnson & Johnson fined more than $1.1 billion. Right? They can pay out this kind of cash, these companies, in 2012. A jury found that the company, this is Johnson & Johnson, and its subsidiary, Janssen, had downplayed hidden risks associated with its antipsychotic drug, Risperidal, and it has numerous other names, obviously. The judge found that nearly 240,000 violations, $250,000, under Arkansas's medical fraud law. Jurors returned a quick verdict in favor of the state, which had argued that Janssen, Johnson & Johnson, lied about the potentially life-threatening side effects of Risperidal, which, like other antipsychotic drugs, include death, strokes, seizures, weight gain, and diabetes. The FDA had ordered Johnson & Johnson to issue a letter to doctors correcting an earlier letter saying that the drug didn't increase the risk of developed diabetes. A barefaced lie, obviously. Janssen, also known as Johnson & Johnson, continued to maintain after the verdict that it didn't break the law. They're convicted for breaking every law. Previous verdicts against the company a few months earlier included a $327 million civil penalty in South Carolina and a $158 million settlement in Texas. Johnson & Johnson settling these cases all over the place. The worst of all was that the crimes hit hard also on children. More than a quarter of Risperidal's use was in children and adolescents, including non-approved indications. And a panel of federal drug experts concluded that the drug was used far too much. A world-renowned child psychiatrist, Joseph Biederman from Harvard, pushed the drug heavily to children and also exhorted the company. Harvard University, the same suspects every time. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banks. Yeah, that's what they produce. Harvard pushed the drug heavily to children and also exhorted the company. Internal emails released for the use in court revealed that Biederman, this is the guy who accused them, the character was furious after Johnson & Johnson rejected a request he had made to receive a $280,000 research grant. The company spokesman wrote, "I've never seen somebody so angry. Since that time, our business became non-existent, blah, blah, blah." The fraud case, again, this against Johnson & Johnson, could become even bigger. In April 2012, the U.S. government started a motion, stated in a motion in a potential multi-billion-dollar healthcare fraud case against Johnson & Johnson that Alex Gorsky, vice president of marketing, who was set to become Johnson & Johnson's next chief executive officer, was actively and had first-hand knowledge of the alleged fraud. Well, I'll conclude this now. But this case against Johnson & Johnson is quite shocking. The allegations were that Johnson & Johnson paid kickbacks to induce Omnicare, the nation's largest nursing home pharmacy, to purchase and recommend Risperidone and other company drugs. The company didn't inform Omnicare or members of Janssen Bell staff that the FDA had warned the company that marketing of Risperidone as a safe and effective in an elderly would be false and misleading because the drug had not been adequately studied in that population, or that the FDA had rejected the company's attempt to get approval to market Risperidone for treatments of psychotic and behavioral disturbances in dementia. By far the most prevalent use of Risperidone in Omnicare-served nursing facilities because of the inadequacy of safety data. And finally, it says here that this Johnson & Johnson case, despite the weight of federal and state investigations of Risperidone allegations, Johnson & Johnson's board of directors rewarded Gorski, who was responsible for this fraud, by selecting him to be the next CEO. Well, by putting the mafia in charge of an ethics committee. That's number five. Number six on the list. We're moving up the scale of fines here. Eli Lilly. Whoa. Michael Corbin, who died, he was murdered on GCN, interviewed John Durapin, who was a whistleblower who used to work for Eli Lilly, telling exactly what the way they used to run their criminal operations. And that's on the archives of GCN. I'd like to get hold of that. Eli Lilly to pay more than $1.4 billion for illegal marketing in 2009. $1.4 billion. You can just write checks for these fines and no problem. Eli Lilly to pay more than $1.4 billion. Anyway, Eli Lilly entered into a settlement with the Department of Justice concerning a wide-ranging off-label marketing scheme for its top-selling antipsychotic drug, Zyprexa, Z-Y-P-R-E-X-A, Zyprexa, with worldwide sales of nearly $40 billion. Can you believe these kind of money they're making out of these drugs? $40 billion in sales. $40 billion between 1996 and 2009. In the settlement, Eli Lilly would pay $800 million in civil penalties and pleaded guilty to criminal charges, paying an additional $600 million fine. The allegations were raised by six whistleblowers from Lilly who would share the approximately 80% of the federal and qualifying states' recoveries. All whistleblowers were fired or forced to resign by the company. Of course, they were. According to the complaint, one sales representative had contacted the company's hotline regarding unethical sales practices, but received no response. Lilly successfully marketed Zyprexa for numerous off-label uses, including Alzheimer's, depression, and dementia, particularly in children and the elderly, although the harm of the drugs are substantial, including heart failure, pneumonia, considerable weight gain, and diabetes. Lilly salespeople were posed as persons in the audience who were interested in Zyprexa's expanded use and asked granted questions. Of course, the rigging media for public inquiries. But anyway, Eli Lilly, $1.4 billion was their fine, and they're still out there peddling similar stuff. That's the outrage, and the doctors doing their bidding. Every 90% of doctors doing their bidding. I mean, where does this end? That's number six on the list. And number seven, Abbott Laboratories. That's in the UK here. To pay $1.5 billion, we're climbing up the scale here, $1.5 billion for Medicaid fraud in 2012. Abbott settled allegations for Medicaid fraud for the company's illegal marketing of epilepsy drug Depakote, D-E-P-A-K-O-T-E, Depakote, yeah, okay. It also has numerous other names. $84 million were paid to the whistleblowers. Abbott would pay $800 million. The figures are just mind-boggling. Abbott would pay $800 million fine in civil damages and penalties to compensate Medicaid and Medicare and various federal health care programs for harm suffered as a result of its conduct. Abbott, who pleaded guilty to violation of the Food and Drugs Cosmetic Act and agreed to pay criminal fine forfeiture of $700 million as well. The state alleged that Abbott promoted the sale and use of Pacote for use that were not approved by the FDA as safe and effective. Abbott Laboratories made false and misleading statements about the safety and efficacy, dosing and cost effectiveness. The drug, for some unapproved uses, and improperly marketed the product for nursing homes and dementia patients, etc., etc. They paid $1.5 billion and allowed to continue on peddling similar drugs. There is no end to this, folks. It's number 7 on the list, so thank you, the top 10 criminals here. And let me see, number 8, yeah, Pfizer. Yes. Pfizer to pay for this $1. Okay, we're coming up. Break. Up. Good.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
In the last few minutes of the first hour, and I'm just going to get finished what I set out to do. It's unusual for me, but reading out the criminal convictions of these appalling pharmaceutical companies. Now, these are the enacted judgments of the Department of Justice in the U.S., and 8th on the list, a mega fine, Pfizer, which was the biggest fine in history, fined $2.3 billion in 2009. This was the largest healthcare fraud settlement in the history of the U.S. Department of Justice at the time. I'm going to read out one bigger than that now in a minute. A subsidiary of the firm pleaded guilty to misbranding drugs with the intent to defraud and mislead. and the firm was found to have illegally promoted four drugs, Bextra, an anti-arthritis drug, Gedion, an anti-psychotic drug, Zyvox, Z-Y-V-O-X, and Lyrica, an epilepsy drug. The an amount of $1 billion was levied to resolve the allegations that Pfizer paid bribes and offered lavish hospitality to healthcare providers. And I've been doing it for 50 years. I worked for one of these companies myself. Hospitality to healthcare providers to encourage them to prescribe the four drugs. And six were whistleblowers who would receive $102 million. Ooh, really good. Pfizer entered a corporate integrity agreement. Here we go again. Corporate integrity agreement. How can you apply the word integrity here? Meaning they were to drop this, pay this fine, drop these drugs, and then they basically reissue them under some other name. This is absolutely crap. They're fining them in the department, but they're not interfering with the business. I mean, this is the Department of Justice again, parallel to them. Pfizer entered a corporate integrity agreement with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, which means that good behavior is required for the next 5 years. Whoa. Pfizer had previously entered into three such agreements, and when Pfizer promised the federal prosecutors not to market drugs illegally again in 2004, Pfizer was busily doing exactly this while they signed the agreement. Okay, can you believe this stuff? Pfizer's antibiotic Zyvox cost eight times as much as the equivalent one called vancomycin, which even Pfizer admitted in its own fact book is a better drug. Eight times more than all drug that works. Oh my God. But Pfizer lied to the doctors, telling them Zyvox was best, even after the FDA had told Pfizer to stop its unsubstantiated claims because they pose serious safety concerns. As vancomycin is used for life-threatening conditions, Pfizer continued to tell hospitals and doctors that Zyvox would save more lives than ever. But they were fined $2.3 billion, and they're carrying on a business. But finally, the prize fighter of them all, GlaxoSmithKline, who are the people who are marketing Steroxat in the UK, and the BBC exposed them for a shocking drug for depression in young people, and over 200 young people committed suicide on this drug. GlaxoSmithKline to pay $3 billion, an absolute record in 2011. Come on, and I hope to Jenna shortly in the second hour, but anyway, we'll come after the break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.